plot our revenge, but that night, outside of a dance club, Ricky and our friend JC ran into the gang that killed Indu. They clashed with their knuckles. Then Ricky grabbed the shotgun from the car. He pumped 3 times into the crowd. One man died that night. It was JC. Ricky was arrested for the shooting. I was crushed and confused. I had one brother lying in a coffin and another hiding his face on the TV news. But who was to blame? If I hadn't bought that gun, JC would still be alive.
A lot has happened to Sergio in this section. Let's go over the events to make sure we've got them straight. First, Sergio gets kicked out of school and becomes the leader of his gang. Then, one of his closest friends, Indu, who's not even in Sergio's gang, gets killed by members of another gang. Sergio turns his grief into anger and ends up buying a shotgun. He and his friends want revenge on the people who killed Indu. But instead, Sergio's friend, Ricky, shoots another friend, JC, by mistake. Now JC is dead, Ricky is in jail, and Sergio is filled with guilt. I think he's realizing that his way of life needs to change. Let's finish up his story, starting in the middle of page 40, where it says, "My conscience ate away at me."
My conscience ate away at me. I stopped calling meetings of Redondo Pride. I graduated from high school, but my life was heading nowhere. I didn't know anybody from my neighborhood who went to college, but I figured it had to be a way out. I enrolled in Nassau Community College and studied criminal justice. I knew something about the subject, having been arrested 3 times. I loved my classes and made the dean's list. I became president of the school's Latino organization, and we raised money to study.